Now, Tesco has vowed to reopen a store in Bristol, which was at the centre of demonstrations and riots. The shop, based in an arty alternative area of the city, has been boarded up since the trouble over the bank holiday period when its windows were smashed. More than 400 people were involved in the disturbances. 45 people were arrested and 16 have been charged. Is there really such strong feeling over one supermarket? Well, Melanie Abbott has been to Bristol to try to find out.
It was a riot played out on the doorstep of the newly opened Tesco store in Stokescroft in Bristol. Fires were lit, petrol bombs and missiles were hurled, as police say a good-natured protest became an organised, coordinated outbreak of violence on two separate occasions. I'm standing now outside that Tesco, which the campaigners were so against and which some say sparked that riot. The shop is now boarded up completely. It has graffiti on it saying, "Not welcome." The boards have been spray painted black.
We had been campaigning peacefully for well over a year, making it very clear that the vast majority of the community really did not want this Tesco and were willing to put a lot of time and energy into through peaceful means to ensure that didn't happen, and yet nobody listened to us.
That's Claire Milne from the Say No to Tesco in Stokescroft campaign. It's run by a core group of 10, but has 3,000 members on its Facebook group, the same number of people which Tesco says shopped in the store in the week before it was forced to close. People like these students.
The day that one of these local businesses can offer me a £2 meal deal for a sandwich, crisp and drink is the day I'll start shopping there. That's how I'm going to see it. I'm a student. I've got to go to the cheap places. There's supermarkets everywhere. I don't see what the fuss is about, to be honest.
Protesters say Stokescroft is home to creative, artistic types, and that explains the strong feeling against a corporate giant like Tesco. But their opposition goes deeper than that. Campaigner Claire Milne again.
Supermarkets rely entirely on cheap oil, and as oil prices increase, so will food prices. And the nature of the supermarket model is that they have to return the highest dividends to their shareholders. So as the cost of food production increases, they're going to have no choice but to increase the price of food significantly. It's absolutely vital that community-owned alternatives are able to flourish.
There are farmers' markets, though, that survive in Bristol and elsewhere in the country. There are cooperative shops you can find in cities. People should be able to choose whether they want to buy their food, which is usually slightly more expensive from a farmers' market, or from their local supermarket.
The proportion of them to the supermarkets is absolutely minuscule. The reality is that supermarkets are prepared to cut every corner to make the highest profits.